This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome into the Fantasy Pros Dynasty Football Podcast presented by Reality Sports Online. My name is Kyle Yates and I am your host, and I'm joined as always by Ray Garvin. Ray, how we doing tonight, brother?
Doing well, man. It's my son's fourth birthday, so I'm blessed to see another year. Happy about that and ready to talk a little Dynasty for a few minutes.
Did you do a theme for the birthday party or anything?
He's Spider-Man, Black Panther, he's into Marvel, so it's kind of dope, man.
There we go.
We could share a bond already.
There we go. I'm actually going through the Marvel movies with my wife again, and they are just fantastic. I love every single one of them. All right, we've got a fun show tonight. We've got a two-round rookie mock draft that we are going to rip through. That is a one QB format. We did a super flex two-round rookie mock here recently on the show. So if you missed that and you love playing Superflex, please just go back to either our YouTube page at youtube.com/fantasypros. You can find it there or in your podcast feed. Listen to that one. But tonight we're going to be ripping through a one QB format. Got a couple things that we want to, a couple housekeeping items that we want to talk about before we get to that, though. One, Michael from Florida. Congratulations. You are the winner of the Justin Herbert full-size helmet giveaway. Congratulations, man. Enjoy that helmet from Pristine Auction. If you are hoping to hear your name called eventually because there's a cool giveaway going on, well, you've got the opportunity to do that, and that you can do by going to Apple Podcasts or CastBox and leaving a review for the show. 5 stars would be great. You head over to fantasypros.com/dynastycontest. Fill out the short form there and attach a screenshot of your review to be entered into a Travis Etienne signed football giveaway courtesy of our friends at Pristine Auction. Also, want to make sure that you guys know about the Fantasy Pros Draft Wizard that we've got going on over at fantasypros.com/simulator. Incredibly fun to use, intuitive. Our developers do an amazing job of being able to set this up so that way you can go through a dynasty startup draft in like 10 to 15 minutes at work if you want to take a break, or if you want to rip through a dynasty rookie mock draft like we're doing here on this show, you just take 5 minutes of your time. You go over to fantasypros.com/simulator and knock out a mock draft super, super quick. It's free, easy to use, has the dynasty support. Absolutely incredible tool that you need to make sure that you are using to get ready for your rookie drafts. All right, Ray, let's go in. Let's get into this right now. Again, it's a one QB format here. So the players are going to change. The order is going to change here a little bit based on what we've done previously from the Superflex League. So you had the 101 in that pick. You took in that mock, you took Justin Fields there at the 101 in a Superflex League. I've got the 101 this time around. And I'm going chalk here, man. I'm going to take the RB1 in this class. That is Najee Harris here, the running back out of Alabama. Let's get him off the board here. This just seems like a no-brainer pick if I'm sitting there at the 101.
Yeah, I thought you might get a little spicy. I thought you might do something out of character here, something, and you didn't. You went chalk, you went boring, and you went the absolute right pick. I mean, it's Najee Harris. Do I even need to expound upon that anymore? That is the 101 in single quarterback leagues.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, his ability to be able to shoulder just a huge workload when he steps onto the field from day one, I think he's going to get significant draft capital. It all lines up here for him to be the 101. And I think he's going to be the 101 after the NFL draft. Let's go to the 102 here. You are now on the clock.
Yeah, I'm on the clock. And you know what, Yates? I am going to dive into the running back pool as well and take my RB2 in the 2021 NFL draft. And I am going to take Travis Etienne. I'm going to take the explosive playmaker, hoping that he gets, you know, solid, you know, first or second round draft capital. And even though I don't think he's going to be a true bell cow in the traditional sense of the word, I mean, he's still ultra talented. He's fast. He's going to be productive. And I like to build through the running back position.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Etienne, the big play threat that he is, but then also being able to pair that with incredible receiving ability. Travis Etienne at the 102 makes a ton of sense there, especially if you are a team that needs running back. You've got to be looking at the RB2 in this class consensus. But man, I'm telling you, I might just keep it going here at the 103, and I'm going to take Javonte Williams, the running back out of North Carolina. Now, these guys are all kind of together in a tier. We've talked about that. We broke that down on the running back evaluation show that we did, saying that these guys are all kind of clumped together at the top. Now, I do think that Najee Harris is the RB1, but yet with Travis Etienne, with Javonte Williams, they're right there in that group. And honestly, depending on the day, I kind of flip back and forth between Javonte Williams and yeah, Travis Etienne there. So I'm going to go Williams here at the 103, and let's start this mock draft off here. Running back, running back, running back.
Yeah, I think that's a solid play. You know, you could go pass catchers, but the pass catchers are deep in this class. And because they are so deep, I am going to take a player that, you know, I have him ranked very, very high in my own personal ranks. And I think he's the next true difference maker at the position. And at the 104 spot, the first pass catcher off of the board, I'm taking tight end Kyle Pitts out of Florida. I believe he's going to be the dynasty tight end one as early as potentially next NFL season going into the 2022 season. He's an absolute game changer, game wrecker. He's fantastic. We saw the pro day. Give me Kyle Pitts at 104, knowing that I'm going to be able to land one of my top two wide receivers at the 106. So you're up, Kyle, at 105, baby.
For sure. Do you think that Kyle Pitts in a standard, you know, normal, just home league is going to go before any of the wide receivers? Do you actually think that that's possible?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I can definitely see that happening because when you're talking about PPR or even half PPR, you look at the rosters that had, you know, the difference maker that is Travis Kelce. And if you are projecting Kyle Pitts to be the Travis Kelce type player, having that positional upside on your team, knowing the depth of this 2021 wide receiver class. And quite frankly, I know a lot of people who say wide receiver really doesn't matter outside of the top guys. So if we're talking about mid wide receiver twos or low-end wide receiver ones, give me the high-end elite talent that is Kyle Pitts over any of those guys.
I mean, it makes sense. Especially if you've got a couple of picks in the first round where you can get one, and the board starts out this way where none of the wide receivers have been taken, you know that if you're sitting there at the 109 too, you've got the 104 and the 109, you know that you're going to be able to snag a pretty solid receiver later on too. So yeah, that makes sense. All right, at the 105, I am going to take the top receiver on my board. Let's get Ja'Marr Chase out of LSU. Let's get him off the board here. I waited a little bit too long here. At the 105, I could easily see him going even at the 101 in some leagues. If you've got someone who just absolutely falls in love with Chase and what he brings to the table, I could easily see him going off the board a lot earlier than this. So I am happy to get him here at the 105. Ja'Marr Chase, the wide receiver, big time player out of LSU.
So real quick, and as we go through these next couple of picks, Yates, I want you to kind of be thinking about this as well and insert where you feel is appropriate. But I think an important thing for listeners to understand about these mocks is the fact that we will see Kyle Pitts go really, really early. We will see three running backs off of the board. So from a strategy standpoint, if you're in a league where you know, even in Superflex, single quarterback leagues, where Kyle Pitts is going to go top five, you know that three running backs are going to go early. I mean, there's situations where it's okay to trade back. If you're sitting at the 104, trade back a couple of picks, pick up a late first, pick up an early second round to move back a few spots, knowing good and well at the 106, 107, you might be able to land a Devontae Smith. You might be able to get a Jalen Waddle. So I think just from, you know, to make this exercise even more actionable. Every league is going to vary, but you have to be prepared for all kinds of scenarios. And in this scenario with Kyle Pitts going so early, if that happens in your league, just know that everything else is going to be pushed down because of a tight end or multiple running backs or maybe even a quarterback early in single quarterback leagues.
Absolutely. And that's the point of why we do these exercises, right? It's not because Ray and I don't know these players and we haven't done a mock draft before, right? Like, this is to get you guys a glimpse into what your home league could look like and to get an understanding of the board. And because of that, it sets you up for success comparative to your other league mates who are just, they're going to walk into your rookie draft and they're going to have studied these guys the day before, right? They're going to pull up a cheat sheet or something like that. They're not going to know these guys. So for you to be able to study this at this point of the offseason and to know if Kyle Pitts goes early, if someone in my league just needs a tight end and they're going to fall in love with him, it's going to push these other positions down. You can soak up some value there. So yeah. Really important point there, Ray. Let's go with the 106 here. Where are you going?
106, I'm going with the second of my tier one wide receivers in this class, and that's the Slim Reaper, Devontae Smith, wide receiver out of Alabama. It's going to be a first-round pick, going to be a top 15 pick, and he's probably going to get tons of opportunity in his rookie season. So to get him here in the middle of the first round, I think is phenomenal. I'm excited about landing a player of his skill set and talent here at the 106 spot.
Absolutely. No matter the arguments of the size, no matter what you think of a player at that weight, doesn't really matter. This dude plays like he's 6'4", 220 pounds. And so impact player as soon as he steps on the field. I will go with another impact player as soon as he steps on the field in training camp there into the preseason, into game one. It's Jaylen Waddle, the wide receiver out of Alabama. That's where I'm going to go here. This is Devontae Smith's teammate. Incredibly, incredibly talented. And we've talked about this. If you listen to any of our previous episodes, you've heard us say that we really hate comparing players to Tyreek Hill as they come out because every speedy receiver just kind of gets that label. If there ever was a player who is going to have that level of impact and that skill set, it is Jaylen Waddle. Moves at a different speed than everyone else on the football field. I'm really, really excited to see what he turns into into the NFL. And if he's going off the board as that wide receiver three, man, that just speaks to how good these other two guys are and the type of impact that Waddle, I think that it's a steal for you to be able to get Waddle, a talented player like Waddle here as the wide receiver three off the board.
Yeah. I mean, the first seven picks of this mock draft are all from either the SEC or the ACC. So I'm going to break the mold of those two talented conferences and dive into the Big Ten pool and take a player that could actually change how we view playmakers moving forward. And that's Rondale Moore, wide receiver out of Purdue. Yes, we know he's undersized. He's a freak athlete. He's ultra productive in college early in his career at Purdue. But I think he's got an opportunity, and he's got the skill set and the talent to completely change how we look at these dynamic, smaller playmakers. And if I were going to bet on a shorter outlier type player, Rondale Moore is the guy that I will hang my hat on, and to get him here as the fourth wide receiver off of the board, I'm still extremely high on his skill set. I'm happy with this pick.
I mean, you've talked about it before where you play fantasy football to have fun. And if watching someone like Rondale Moore on Sundays or Thursdays or Mondays, if watching him on the TV is going to be fun for you, then you take him. It doesn't matter the price tag at the 108, which I still think is fine value for Rondale Moore. I think that there are some other players that you could absolutely consider in this spot. But if you are going to have the most fun watching Rondale Moore, and that's going to lead to you having fun in fantasy football, then you take him here because he is an absolutely electric playmaker, can absolutely just thrive in an offense that gives him those creative touches. So love the call here because that I think it's just such a fun selection, right? You have so much fun watching guys like Tyreek Hill and the Christian McCaffreys and the Saquon Barkleys that just have those highlight reel plays. Rondale Moore is a highlight reel play just waiting to happen. So, all right, I will go here at the 109 with Rashad Bateman, the wide receiver out of Minnesota. Checked in a little bit smaller than we thought he was going to be. Apparently never played over 200 pounds, even though he was listed at like 208, 210. If he's doing all of that at 190 pounds, then sign me up because he plays, again, kind of like a Devontae Smith. Like he is 30 pounds heavier than what he is. Excellent as a contested catch receiver. great route runner. We broke him down on our wide receiver evaluation show. If you want a little bit more information as to who Rashad Bateman is, make sure to go back and check that out. But big fan of him here. So to get Bateman at the 109 as the wide receiver 5 off the board, we talked about it, where you can trade down. And I don't think that the drop-off in my grading scale says the same thing. The drop-off here between a Devontae Smith, Jaylen Waddle, and a Rashad Bateman, it's not enough to the point where if you can, or it's not that drastic to the point where if you can trade down, accumulate some more draft capital, and still walk away with a player like Bateman, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, man. And that's how I feel about the player that I'm going to select here at the 110 spot. And I'm going to go back to the running back pool and grab the best pass catcher in this class. A player who's probably not going to profile as a traditional bell cow, somebody that's going to carry the ball 25 times a game. But as we've seen time and time again, from the James Whites of the world, the Danny Woodheads, the Austin Ecklers, you can be an RB1 in fantasy and not carry the ball over 250 times. It is not a prerequisite. It is not a requirement in order to be an RB1 in fantasy. Now, I don't believe Kenneth Gainwell is going to be that. He very well may could be that, but I think he's going to be a solid option in PPR format. So right here at the 110, I want Kenneth Gainwell, running back out of Memphis.
I mean, there's so many people that I've been paying attention to on Twitter and people that I respect, but they're talking about it's the top tier, right? It's the three guys that went 101, 102, and 103 in this class, and then there's just absolutely no one else worth selecting. And I'm sitting over here like, what happened to Kenneth Gainwell? Like, can we keep talking about Gainwell? Because he's really, really good. And I think that because he did not play in 2020, that like memory of him is not alive in a lot of people's minds. It needs to be. Getting Gainwell, an impact player at the 110, especially if this is a PPR format, right? Like, we're not drafting based on format or anything, but if it would be, to get Gainwell, who could just absolutely soak up targets at the 110, is fantastic.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Let's go the 111 here. Let's go with a quarterback off the board. But, you know, and for everything that Trevor Lawrence brings as a rusher, I don't think that that is going to be how he is utilized primarily in the NFL, right? I think that he, of course, is going to have his you know, several rush attempts a game, that he will provide some fantasy value and pick up that, you know, 25, 30, 35 rushing yards, but he's not going to be heavily, heavily featured as a running quarterback, is what I'm trying to say. A guy who I think that is going to be featured as a running quarterback in the NFL. Now, it might take him a little bit, depending on his landing spot, to get to that point, but I'm going to go Trey Lance here at the 111, excuse me, because I want to talk about the rushing code and what that does for quarterbacks from a fantasy perspective. Trey Lance as a runner is one of, if not the best mobile quarterbacks in this class, and he combines it with just a cannon of an arm in every single trait that you would look for in a NFL quarterback. So I think that when we look back on this class in 2 years, we're going to say Lance is the most valuable from a fantasy perspective because of his rushing ability. Now, Justin Fields and Trevor Lawrence, they're no slouches, of course, as far as their mobility and running ability, but I think Lance has the highest ceiling. So I'm going to swing for the fences a little bit here. Again, it could change depending on the landing spot and if he has to sit behind a veteran for a year or two, but I think that if he lands in a spot that's going to give him the starting role right away, Lance's fantasy ceiling is just through the roof.
Man, you had me nervous because I'm definitely going quarterback here at the 112 spot, and I'm 100% on board with taking the rushing quarterback, but I'm going to take the rushing quarterback who I think is pro-ready right now, not just from what he can do with his legs, but between the ears, the arm, everything that Justin Fields brings to the table. And I do think there's a very real possibility that he goes to San Francisco. And if he doesn't go to San Francisco, if it's Denver, that's a great situation. If it's Carolina, that's a great, I know they got Darnold, but if Justin Fields is staring Joe Brady and Matt Rule down, I think they'd have a hard time passing on this kid. So right here at the 112 spot, all the criticism, the ridiculousness that I've seen about Justin Fields on the Old Bird app, aka Twitter, is blasphemous. It is absolutely downright utterly disrespectful for how good he is as a passer, as a rusher, as a leader, as a talent. And for a fantasy quarterback, Justin Fields is the mobile Konami code guy that I want over everybody else. So right here at the 112 spot, sign me up, Justin Fields.
It's hard to argue with a quarterback at his size that can run 4.4. You know, it was close between Fields and Lance. I'm just going to go with my guy there at the 111. Yeah. So, yeah, really close there. I think that, and it's really interesting because I think you're going to have people either in the YouTube comments or that are going to be hitting us up on Twitter saying, like, I can't believe that you didn't take Trevor Lawrence as the first or second quarterback off the board. This is about what a quarterback can bring from a rushing perspective. Now, I think that Lawrence is going to go off the board here pretty soon. At least I think so. But I mean, Lance and Fields, what they can bring as a mobile quarterback is just, it's ridiculous. All right, let's recap the top 12 picks here as we move into the second round. Najee Harris went at the 101. Travis Etienne, the running back out of Clemson at the 102. Javonte Williams, running back out of North Carolina at the 103. We had Kyle Pitts, the tight end out of Florida, go at the 104. Jamar Chase, Devontae Smith, Jalen Waddle, all went back to back to back as the 105, 106, 107. Then we had Rondale Moore, the wide receiver out of Purdue, Rashad Bateman, the wide receiver out of Minnesota at the 108 and 109 respectively, Kenneth Gainwell, the running back out of Memphis at the 110, and then we got some quarterbacks here in a 1QB format, Trey Lance out of North Dakota State, and Justin Fields, the quarterback out of Ohio State at the 111 and 112. Before we keep moving with today's episode, I want to take a second to tell you all about Reality Sports Online. By now, most of you have probably heard of Reality Sports Online, the powerful fantasy sports platform where owners get to build and manage their fantasy team like an NFL general manager. But the question is, have you tried it? It's time to go see what all the buzz in the Dynasty community is about. Free agency, multi-year contracts, a rookie draft, multi-team trades, franchise tags, contract extensions, first-round rookie options, automated contract and salary cap functionality, and much, much more. Do you think it sounds complicated, though? It's not. The best thing about Reality Sports Online Fantasy Front Office is that it doesn't take any more time than a standard league. It just requires more strategy. Do you think you're among the fantasy elite? Well, this is the platform to test your mettle. Still not sure? You can test out your general manager skills for free in a mock free agency auction. If you like what you see, use the promo code FANTASYPROS to receive a 10% discount on your team or league today. Fantasy just got real at realitysportsonline.com. I'm up here at the 201, and let's get another running back off the board here. Now, the 40-yard dash time wasn't fantastic from Michael Carter, but when you look at the agility drills, those are fantastic. Those are some high percentile numbers for Michael Carter, and that's how he wins. He wins more with burst and acceleration than he does necessarily with straight long speed, and I think that he is still going to get the day two draft capital that is going to be so just valuable for fantasy football. So I'm going to go start off the second round here with Michael Carter, the running back out of North Carolina.
Yeah, I thought about him at the 112 spot. Thought that I might be able to sneak him in a little bit down the line, but I know you are a Carter fan, and I don't hate it. At the top of the second round, going a running back, I mean, there's still tremendous wide receiver depth, which is insane to me in round two. But because of that, Yates, I am going to dip back into the quarterback pool. And understand, we're not doing this based, we're not trying to build a team here. We're drafting, right. We're doing this exercise based on value. And I do think that in single quarterback leagues, when your league mates see Trey Lance and Justin Fields come off the board, Trevor Lawrence will not be far behind. So here at the top of the second,
correct.
You know, honestly, if you or I would have gone Lawrence Fields, if it would have gone Lawrence Lance, I think the third quarterback would have come off the board here at the 202 spot. And let me tell you, I think Trevor Lawrence is going to be a thorn in the side of whatever running back, and I guess James Robinson, because I can see him at the goal line, like
goal
zone
line.
Read
yep.
it. Like, yep. I think he's going to be a vulture in the NFL. I think you can pencil him in for 5-6 rushing touchdowns a season. He's got a knack for it in that 6'6", man. I mean, I just think he's going to be a problem once they get down to like the 1 or 2 yard line with those rushing touchdowns for James Robinson.
It's crazy, man. When you said as you were leading up to like the thorn in the side, I was like, I think he's about to go with the yep. The goal line argument there. And I, in my scouting notes for Trevor Lawrence, I said, tremendous athleticism for a player of his size, and he shows fantastic vision as a runner behind his linemen on QB power runs. Has the potential to lead the NFL in rushing touchdowns at the quarterback position eventually yep. due to his size and how he can be utilized around the goal line. We are in agreement there, man. I think that,
boom.
You know, and you said the three quarterbacks here going off the board at around this range. I completely agree. The order is going to change depending on the league. If you're in a league with me, guess what? Trey Lance is probably going to go earlier than some of these other guys, but that order is going to change. But I think that, yeah, we're hitting it at least in the general vicinity and saying like, this is the range that these guys are going to go off the board. But right,
go ahead. Real quick, Yates, you think Lawrence is going to be kind of a pain for James Robinson, dynasty managers, fantasy managers?
I do. I think that, yeah. I don't know if it's going to be enough that would push Robinson. Again, I've got to wait to see what happens with the NFL draft. And if they add a Kenneth Gainwell, if they add a Michael Carter, right, that pass catching back in the NFL draft to be that complement to James Robinson, that'll hurt. You know, that'll depend on his total landing spot in my rankings. But I could absolutely see that James Robinson, you know, is, you get into that formation around the goal line and you think, yep, all right, here we go. James Robinson, punch it in. Let's go. And then it's a QB, you know, it's a QB sneaker, yeah, it's a QB option or read option or whatever, yep, and it's Trevor Lawrence taking it in. So could absolutely see that happening. All right, let's go with a wide receiver here. And I, at the 203, I'm going to go with Amon-Ra St. Brown. I know that you and I are both pretty high on him. I'm going to take him here at the 203 because I think that he's going to go off the board here pretty quickly. And I want to make sure that I at least secure him. And I think that you saw Pittman go off the board around this range last year in one QB formats. And I think that Amon-Ra St. Brown is going to fill a different role, but I think that he can have a very, very similar impact in year one and a great long-term projection. So Amon-Ra St. Brown, the wide receiver out of USC at the 203.
Yeah, kind of upset with you. You sniped me. Thought I was going to be able to get St. Brown here. You know I'm a fan. And Yates, you and I talked about this player, and I've actually talked about him with a couple of other people who feel like the hype has gone way too far. But at 204, I'm going to take a shot on a player who's probably going to be drafted in the first round. He is extremely talented, but the hype is starting to get out of control. And I'm talking about LSU wide receiver Terrace Marshall. He's got the talent. He's got the skills. You know, he's being talked about as, you know, a potential WR1 in Dynasty. And I think that's just crazy.
I can't get on board with that.
That's just crazy. But here at the 204, I'm going to bet on a player who was talented in high school, did play well at LSU, surrounded by good weapons, and he's got the physical traits. So here at the 204 spot, I'll go with Terrace Marshall.
I thought about him there with the 203. That's just a little bit too early. I've got Amon-Ra St. Brown ranked ahead of him. But I figure that he would go off the board here pretty soon. So I do think that this is the point of the draft where you've got your first round, you know, option, if assuming that these are your picks. You've got that first round option at the 104 that you took. You can swing for the fences here a little bit with Terrace Marshall. I think this is fine. If you start to talk about Terrace Marshall as a top 10 pick in a 1QB format, like, that's a little bit too rich for me. I can't get on board with that. But here at the 204, I think that's fine. I think that's good value. All right, I'm going to go with another quarterback who we talk about has great mobility. Now, I don't think that he is going to be utilized as much as a rusher as, you know, Trey Lance and Justin Fields, and then even to the extent of Trevor Lawrence around the goal line. But Zach Wilson does have the mobility that is very, very valuable for fantasy football. So I'm going to go with Zach Wilson here. I don't think that he's going to be utilized heavily as a runner, but he does have the ability that if he gets out of the pocket and he breaks contain, that he is going to be able to pick up those chunk gains there with his mobility. So I'll go Zach Wilson here at the 205, the quarterback out of BYU.
And there we have it. We've got four quarterbacks in a single quarterback league, and that just speaks to the talent of this class and why second round picks are so valuable. Because right here at the 206, I'm pretty damn happy I get to pick Elijah Moore, wide receiver out of Ole Miss. You know, his hype train is full steam ahead as well. I mean, it is chugging down the track. And if he lands on a team that utilizes the slot receiver, I think he can be extremely productive. While they're not the same build, he could be a Jarvis Landry type, just target magnet. You know, we saw Jarvis Landry be a wide receiver one in fantasy and didn't even go over 1,000 yards, but he had like a million receptions, right, you know what, right, I mean? And Elijah Moore, I don't think he plays as explosive as his testing time numbers, but he's a sure-handed receiver. You know, we talked about him on the Superlative show, and he's a fantastic route runner. So I think Elijah Moore, if he lands in the right system, could be really productive in PPR leagues.
Absolutely. I think landing spot is crucial for him. I didn't see the testing or the testing numbers translate to his tape, but very, very good and just overall solid slot receiver. So absolutely has the potential to soak up targets from a fantasy perspective. At the 207, I'm going to go with my wide receiver 5 in this class. Now, this will change based on my athletic scores getting factored in here, but he's not going to move far. That's Dwayne Eskridge, the wide receiver out of Western Michigan. put up a blazing 40-yard dash time at his pro day. He's a well-rounded receiver. We've talked about him again. If you want more information on why I have Dwayne Eskridge ranked as high as I do, go back to that wide receiver evaluations episode. We break it down pretty in depth there. So I think that I could honestly still, like, if this was my home league, I think I could still wait right now a little bit further, but I'm telling you guys that once we get to the NFL draft, I think that we're going to see Dwayne Eskridge start to creep up in ADP. And I think that if I can get him here at the 207, I think that this might look like a steal here after the NFL draft.
Well, the same argument that you just made for Dwayne Eskridge, I think in my home dynasty league, I could wait on this player as well. And, you know, it's crazy why we praise Marshall and Moore and all these other players. We knock probably a lock in the first round, and I'm talking about Kadarius Toney, the wide receiver out of Florida.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just the criticism that he's taken because he didn't do it early. Just listen, he was a quarterback coming out of high school, and there's a lot of smoke around him being a potential first round pick. He's talented. You know, he looks more explosive than Elijah Moore when you're talking about on tape. If we're being honest, he does.
Yeah.
And if he gets first-round draft capital, he's going to be a slot weapon. He's roughly around the same size as Rashad Bateman. At the 208, I like Kadarius Toney.
I thought about him, man, and the testing numbers for him are just ridiculous. Ridiculous athlete.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're feeding him down in Florida. It's probably the same stuff that they're feeding him in Penn State. All right, 209 here. I'm going to go Kylan Hill, the running back out of Mississippi State. We've talked about him previously on this podcast, saying that, you know what, if he ends up in this role where he can be featured as a pass-catching running back to start out his career, and then you phase him into, he's got some stuff that he needs to work on as far as his vision and just footwork at the line of scrimmage. But once you, if you can refine that, I think that you have a potential feature running back in the NFL. So Kylan Hill at the 209, I'm really excited to get a running back of this caliber who has this type of upside all the way down here.
Man, I'm every day that goes by, I'm getting more and more bullish on Kylan Hill. So I do think when it's all said and done, especially with the draft capital, if he's early day three, he's going to be probably a second round pick in rookie drafts. Here at the 210, this is... Gosh, do I want to do it now? Will you snipe me at the 211? Yates, I don't think you will. I don't think you're going to snipe me. So I'm going to dive back into the wide receiver pool, and I'm going to take Dyami Brown, wide receiver out of North Carolina, who in a lot of mocks that I've been doing, he's been slipping to the third round. So I think he's a Will Fuller type player without the hamstring injury. So here at the 210, I'm going to bet on the fact that you're not going to take my guy at 211, and I'll be able to get him to wrap out this mock.
Oh, man, now who are you thinking about taking? Well, you kind of sniped me here with Dyami Brown. I kind of circled his name and said, like, that's the guy that I want to walk out of here with the 211. Now, I didn't see 4.44, 40-yard dash time on tape. I didn't see that. He's inconsistent hands underneath. He's not very heavily utilized underneath. He can't, but downfield, he is just such a dynamic threat. And he's one of those big play guys that you plug into your flex and you're just perfectly willing to deal with the boom bust performances there. At the 210, I feel like that's perfectly fine. All right, I am going to go with, I'm choosing between two names here. I'm going to get this player into the second round here. Yeah, I'm going to go Pat Freiermuth, the tight end out of Penn State here. If we did not have Kyle Pitts in this class, we would be talking a lot more about Pat Freiermuth specifically. Now, Brevin Jordan, great option, a receiving option for an NFL team. The testing numbers weren't what you wanted them to be. Tommy Tremble has his value as an H-back, but with Pat Freiermuth, he has the potential to be an impact player at the tight end position. And so we saw Kyle Pitts go all the way at the 104. Now, for everything that Pitts is, he is fantastic. He's like a top three player on my big board. But Pat Freiermuth is not far behind him as far as what I think the impact that he can have for fantasy. So that difference of the 104 to the 211, I'm not saying that I would prefer Freiermuth straight up over Pitts, but when you factor in the price tag and what you're going to have to spend, I feel like Freiermuth at the 211 is a little bit more appealing. I can stomach that a little bit more than Kyle Pitts at the 104 personally.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I mean, we talked about Freiermuth and we both said that, you know, he was going to be, you know, for me, I've got him close to a top 10, top 12 dynasty tight end right now. And, you know, Kyle Pitts, I have him as, you know, tight end three, tight end four. But when you're talking about value, I mean, this is a 12-pick difference or whatever it is, longer than that. I mean, yeah, there's tons of value in Freiermuth or Hunter Long or Kenny Bowe or Brevin Jordan. So, absolutely. So, great pick, great value on the tight end position. And here at the 212, I'm calling my shot now. We saw the testing numbers. He's got the production. If he gets drafted late day two, early day three, there's no way that this running back is going to fall out of the second round. And it's my guy. It's my guy, Elijah Mitchell, out of Louisiana here at the 212 spot. He can do it all, bang between the tackles. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. I mean, he's a really good player, and I think he's going to get the draft capital. So I'm going to bet on that and take the running back here to round out the second.
Now, it's so funny with Elijah Mitchell that he completely just transformed from what we saw on tape, you know, at 201 versus the 217 that he was listed at as far as weight. But he's an excellent pass catcher out of the backfield, running that, 4.38 or something like that.
Yeah.
Like just fly in 40 yard dash, great testing numbers in the vertical and broad zone too. Like you've called him before the pro day and what we knew, you know, you called him the James Robinson of this class. How funny would it be if Jacksonville drafts him to be the like complimentary piece to James Robinson? Like that would just be fantastic. You know, just to have the James Robinson of this class paired with the James Robinson of last year. So, all right, to recap the second round here, we had Michael Carter go off the board at the 201. Trevor Lawrence, the quarterback out of Clemson, of course, at the 202. Amon-Ra St. Brown, wide receiver out of USC at the 203. Terrace Marshall Jr., wide receiver out of LSU. Zach Wilson, quarterback, BYU at the 205. Elijah Moore, the wide receiver out of Ole Miss at the 206. Dwayne Eskridge, the wide receiver out of Western Michigan. Can we guess who took him? At the 207, Kadarius Toney, the wide receiver out of Florida. 208, Kylan Hill, running back, Mississippi State at the 209. De'Ami Brown, the wide receiver out of North Carolina at the 210. Pat Freiermuth, the tight end out of Penn State. And Elijah Mitchell, the running back out of Louisiana, wrap it up at the 211 and 212. Respectively. All right, Ray, that was an awesome mock draft, man. I'm just really excited. Like, we're getting so close to the NFL draft. We're going to know these landing spots of these guys here so soon. And I'm just so excited for us to sit down. Of course, we got the like big mock draft that we'll do right before the NFL draft, but then to sit down afterwards and just see how drastically different the landing spots just make this entire mock draft, right? Like, it's going to be so much fun to just sit down and say, like, man, can you believe that we got Kadarius Toney at the 208, you know, in this mock draft that we did, or De'Ami Brown at this spot, he's going as a top seven option or whatever. I just feel like it's going to be super different, and I just can't wait for it.
You know what I can't wait for, Yates? I can't wait for San Francisco to take Mac Jones and you have to talk about it all the time. That's what I can't wait for.
Anytime that I tweet out anything about Mac Jones in San Francisco, I'm like, Ray's seeing this. I'm stirring the pot, man. I'm waiting for you to boil over. And I'm just waiting for it, man. You see me tweet it.
Nope. I just bird box. I put my blindfold around and I'm like, I love Yates. I'm not going to entertain Yates today. I'm not going to do it.
Man. All right. Well, that is one of the ones that, like, you know, that when we have our recap of the NFL draft, that is like where we're starting, like, instantly is what San Francisco did with the 103, where Mac Jones went, where Trey Lance went, all this stuff. That's going to be a lot of fun. All right. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And thank you so much to Reality Sports Online for sponsoring today's podcast. Check out what they've got going on at realitysportsonline.com. Ray, man, appreciate you taking a break here from your son's birthday. Get back to the family, man. Really appreciate you taking some time out.
Anytime, brother.
Awesome. All right. Well, for Ray Garvin, I'm Kyle Yates, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Dynasty Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros, and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express.
Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.